Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You can be in California. What's up? You can be in Oregon. What's up? Idaho, Minnesota. Oh, Minnesota's playing right now. The Timberwolves are beating Dallas 24-12. We'll talk about them in a minute. Shout outs to everybody up in Massachusetts. You got to be happy with the Celtics, right? I don't know where you're at. You could be in Dallas. You could be in Houston, San Antonio, Alaska, Hawaii, Anchorage. Just fill in the blanks. Thank you for tuning in. And what's up, Toronto? Toronto, soon to be WNBA city. Good for you guys. I hope the team gets a good name. Anyway, it's nice to be back. First day of the week after the holiday, I guess I can say. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It was a busy weekend. We've had a busy show so far, first one back. Thank you to our guests. Okay, first of all, thank you to Roxy Bernstein, ESPN Play-by-Play, Pac-12 Network. He worked with Bill Walton. And so it was amazing to just have a conversation with Roxy about his working relationship with Bill Walton, who he was as a person, as an individual. And it was just it's just cool to have some similarities. He worked with him on a consistent basis. I met the man one time, and I could understand every single word that he shared. So thank you so much to Roxy Bernstein for coming through to show love and pay respects to legend, basketball legend, Hall of Famer, Bill Walton. Also, thank you to Adam Himmelsbach for joining us from the Boston Globe. The Boston Celtics are finally happy, right? I mean, Joe Mazzulla cracked a smile, I think. The Celtics have 9 days off until the start of the NBA Finals. So we talked about the Celtics handling business in the Eastern Conference. We'll see if the Dallas Mavericks can handle business out West. We talked about Angel Hernandez getting the boot. Yeah, we got a Major League Baseball umpire. He gone. I mean, after 30 years, Major League Baseball finally said, all right, we just got to give this man an exit package. Take some money, go on vacation, and stay the hell away. We also learned, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow as well, we have Negro Leagues integration of their record books. The numbers and stats are going to be integrated into Major League Baseball. And so pretty awesome. You have somebody like Josh Gibson, who's going to be the hits leader when it comes to average. And so we'll talk more about that in depth tomorrow. I got a couple of calls out to some potential guests that we could talk about or talk to about this major move in Major League Baseball. They say records are made to be broken. Well, they can also be integrated. How about that in case of the Negro League? So we got a lot to do. I'm only going to be here with you for one more hour as we continue to roll things on. If you want to call me, go ahead, knock yourselves out. I hope you had a great weekend. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we also had a conversation about some NFL players. Everybody's looking for a contract. And let's be real, who doesn't want more money? It came out today that the Minnesota Vikings reportedly were interested during the draft time on moving away from Justin Jefferson and getting a rookie in Malik Nabers. And then we also talked a little bit more about Stephon Diggs. As Brandon Bean, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, shared, we got rid of Stephon Diggs so we didn't have to deal with his contract. What he didn't want to delve into is that he also didn't want to have to deal with his attitude, but that doesn't sound as nice, right? You don't want to say that. He's already gone. I'm pretty sure by the time the camera's all up in his face, he'll be saying something crazy about the Buffalo Bills. But for right now, he's good in Houston. And right now, Hickey, no surprise here, Minnesota Timberwolves, they have come out a swinging in what could be an elimination game in the end of their season after they've knocked off the champs, no less. How about that?
Yeah, no, so far, fatigue early on, they come out with the right attitude, which is good, because I think in their situation, it's easy to throw in the towel. Okay, good year, not going our way, we'll learn from this, get back. Good to see that they're still putting up a good fight here so far.
Yeah, right now, at the end of one, the Minnesota Timberwolves lead the Mavericks 27-20. Anthony Edwards starting off hot. He has 14 points. Karl Anthony Towns, he has 4 points. He has not taken a three-point shot. And I remember, two nights ago, Anthony Edwards was not shy in talking to the media about being optimistic. I mean, they're heading into this game down 0-3, and I want you to hear what Anthony Edwards had to say. You couldn't tell that he was down 0-3. He's just like, man, we can't do nothing about it. Here we are. Listen to what he said.
I mean, we ain't got nothing else to do. That's the only – we can't do nothing but be positive at this point. We can't be negative. You know, so try to get one win at a time.
You can't be negative. You can't. There'd be a lot of people who would be ready to throw in the towel at this point in time, especially when you got to take on a team like the Mavericks with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. I mean, they're dropping 33 points like it's nothing. They're combining for almost 65 points a game. You know, you think about Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards, they're falling into that 35-ish range a game. Like, they're almost doubling them when it comes to productivity. And Luka Doncic has not been to a finals. We know Kyrie Irving has been to a finals. And it's actually pretty nice just to see Kyrie Irving focused on basketball. You know, the fans last night in Boston, as the Celtics eliminated the Pacers. Hickey, did you hear the fans outside? They were already, blank Kyrie. They're ready for it, man. They're ready.
Well, last time he was there, he stomped on the logo.
And they said that he would never win. What did they say? He'll never win another championship, stepping on Lucky, right?
That's right. Curse of the Leprechaun.
For all of that, if he wanted to get his money's worth, why don't he just slap the real Leprechaun? The real one. The mascot one.
Do they have a real mascot still?
I don't know. I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I see him come out of cobwebs every now and then.
So you're advocating violence if you were Kyrie?
Oh, no, 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 no.
But just like if you're going to disrespect him, go all the way sort of thing. Like,
yeah, a little bit.
Go bigger, go home?
Yeah, like it's one thing to step on a parquet floor. It's another thing. Okay, you don't have to hit the mascot. Just give him a funky glare. You know, do one of those.
What if he spit on the logo?
Oh, whoa.
Not, wow. Not on the mascot, not on the person. But instead of stomping on the leprechaun mascot at midcourt, you spit on it.
That's a little much.
That too much for you? Okay.
That's
okay. I mean, that's you want to be disrespectful. I mean, that's probably the ultimate sign right there.
I mean, everybody was having a fit when he stepped on it. I mean, the guy I think I heard had the biggest fit is going to prison. That's Big Baby. I mean, everybody was so offended. It's just like, man, do the Celtics even care about you anymore? Like, you care about the Celtics, but do they care about you? And meanwhile, you're out here scamming your fellow NBA brethren in your little insurance scam. And you're telling Kyrie Irving, you know, he's screwed and he's cursed for stepping on a wooden floor. Okay, maybe it's bad luck. We're going to find out soon enough. But there's nobody, and I've really hit the fast forward button here. Sorry to the fans of Minneapolis. There's nobody who has more experience if they go back to the finals than Kyrie Irving. That's just the facts, okay? And Kyrie, with his new best buddy, Luka, he's talked about how both he and him together, they're one, they're built for this.
I feel like we're both born for this, if you ask me. But yeah, it's just basketball, man. It's, you got to give the game what it needs at times. And I felt like in that fourth quarter, we had a good run going. And those guys were, pressuring the basketball up the floor.
They're too good. Luka is amazing. Yeah, one of my buddies, he's just like, Luka's not that good. You know, the NBA just wants to push the European players. Hickey, I feel like he must be listening to Gilbert Arenas. He's just like, Doncic so many ICs and itches. He says Luka and Jokic are not, he's just like, they're not that good. He said that there's a conspiracy because the NBA wants to be international. That's what he told me. And I'm like, what are you doing? These are some of the smartest. Here's the difference. And Hickey, you tell me your thoughts. I think it's as simple as they and we've talked about this. And we've had NBA coaches and players here on the show to talk about it. Our players are developed different. Like, these guys are coming over from Europe. They're playing against grown men. And they're not using the advantage of the athleticism. They're not. They're using their brains. There's no wasted movement. There's no overall, I'm faster than you. I'm going to jump further than you. I'm quicker than you. No, but basketball is so crazy. Because when you know what you want to do and you can get to where you want to go, this is really no different, and it sounds crazy because there's levels to this. It's like walking into LA Fitness or the YMCA, and you could have 19-year-olds running up and down the court, and they're flying like gazelles, and they're shooting, and they're quick, and they're fast. And you got one old guy who walks in, not as fast, no longer as athletic, but he can get to his spots. He can utilize his body and his strength, and it's abuse. There's like no wasted movement. This is really no different. I mean, we got guys who come into the NBA based off of skill, athleticism, but they don't have the basics down. And so when you see a Jokic and you see a Luka come in and they just destroy the competition and they're not flying by them and not jumping higher, I just like, hey, compare it to the guy at the YMCA busting ass, because this is what they're doing. And it sucks that they don't get the respect. I don't know. Just, I guess, because what's this guy's name from the Wizards? Arenas? Just talking crap. And people believe it, Hickey. I think it sucks.
That's the part that surprises me. Like, okay, he's obviously angry about something and just wants to use his platform to knock others down. Okay, fine. He's not the first former athlete to do that. He won't be the last. But that last part you just said, like, why people like listen and actually believe what he's saying when you put on any game, like even like your friend, like you put on any game with Luka or with Jokic or anyone, it's like your eyes tell you in 2 minutes, this is easily one of the best players in the world. And in the case of like Jokic, because I think Luka does make the splash plays that, you know, get on the highlight films, where Jokic, it's a little more technical. But to your point, it's just like they know the game. They know the right play to make every time. They have the vision is unmatched. And I think partly because here it's just like, AAU, it's like it feels like it's, even though it's 5-on-5, it's like 1 versus 1.
That's right.
And so you don't have that court vision. You don't know how to make the right play. You don't know how to do little things to set up a matchup. Whereas, like you said, the European guys that come over are playing its older competition, and they're playing the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Yeah, Luka Doncic was an MVP. I think the guy was 16 or 17 years old. Like, come on. And this is against grown-ass men. And by the way, must I tell you, the game is more physical in Europe. It is much more physical. Things are much more loose and free-flowing here. You know, Luka Doncic came to, in Luka's second year, the man almost averaged a triple-double. And I'm not looking at the stats. I'm doing this off of my brain because I think I know what I'm talking about. He came over here and it was like 28-8-8 in his second year. Like, you just don't do that. I don't care if it's an offensive explosion. This is what a lot of people in the States don't recognize. Playing in Europe at a high level, especially being a young player, and coming over to a league that's more free-flowing, you're opening up his creativity. He already can outsmart you, and he doesn't have to utilize athleticism that he doesn't have to do it. It's like a walk in the park. And then when you want to talk about the atmosphere of the games, like imagine real hate at a basketball game. I'm sorry, but screaming F you to Trae Young doesn't count. I've been to EuroLeague games, okay? I went to a game, a championship game in Berlin, Germany. This must have been, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years ago. Panathinaikos, Olympiakos. Fan bases from two different teams. Two Greek teams in one arena. They had like just dogs. They had attack dogs. They had police officers in tactical gear. They separated the arena. So these people did not try to beat the living hell out of each other. Have you seen some of these soccer matches and soccer games? Come on. There's a big difference between playing overseas and then playing, I don't know, in the Staples Center or Madison Square Garden, screaming F you at a player is nothing. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, these guys come over to the States, and I got to tell you, for a lot of them, it's a walk in the park. And then we have guys here who don't appreciate it, or B, they're jealous. That's just the facts. I enjoy watching Luka. Because I've seen enough guys in my life that want to dribble between their legs and dribble around, and they want to take a shot, and it goes nowhere. I mean, to see Luka Doncic bust ass at minimal movement and yell at you about it, sign me up. It's something that a lot of players domestically here in the States, let's be real, they're missing. They can fly, they can run, they could jump, they could look amazing in the highlight reels. You going to make some plays to win a game, yes or no? It ain't no shock that some of the best players that we've had in the NBA winning MVPs and championships, they're not from the United States of America. And so, damn it, if Luka wins a title this year, oh, please believe, we're going to have a whole explosion, an additional explosion of, oh, look at the European players taking over. And maybe if Tatum and Brown win, we won't get as much. But Luka's eventually going to get him one, okay? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Josh is here from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Red Baton. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Josh?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I definitely think the point made most recently just now with the AAU, the one-on-ones, when you have kids that are told they are the greatest thing ever, and all they have to do is just win one-on-ones up until they get basically to college. I think that's a different projection in terms of, you know, your development compared to these kids that are playing in these developmental leagues, and they're playing against professionals, and they understand efficiency compared to teamwork and all this type of stuff, and they're doing this. And when you play that for four or five more years, you've seen situations way more, hundreds of times, and I think it's just translating into the professional to the NBA. So I think it's sad to see, but I think we're going to see more of it, to be honest with you.
Oh, no, most definitely. It's a matter of time. It's time for the United States to catch up. Thank you, Josh, for calling from Baton Rouge. Luka Doncic made his EuroLeague professional debut at 16 years old. He started his first Final Four game in Europe at 18 years old. Okay, Luka Doncic joined Real Madrid at 13 years old. He has been busting ass forever. He was the MVP at 17. They don't hand those things over like that easy, folks. They don't. He's 25 years old right now in the NBA, and he's making it look easy, a little too easy. At least he's still smart enough to give some credit. Hey, this is what Luka had to say about playing with Kyrie.
A lot. Just right now, we were winning by 9. My last possession, I told him, I'm tired of shit. And he he told me that's the way it's supposed to be, you know. And it just he brought that calmness to our team, to me, the maturity. And it's been unbelievable to have him on our team, just learning from him every day, positive energy always. So just a blessing having him on our team.
Yeah, well, right now, the Minnesota Timberwolves lead the Mavs 35-29 in the second quarter. The Mavericks obviously trying to eliminate these Wolves and get them the hell up one out of here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. When we come back, I got to show love to the team that got eliminated last night. Or do I want to show them love? They did a lot of talking and complaining. I'm going to tell you about the Pacers on the other side of the break. We got an update on Mike Tyson. Also, we had quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. I got a lot more to do before I roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, shout outs to Layla Ali. We all know about her dad, Muhammad. Layla's, and she's keeping a low profile. You don't hear or see too much about Layla Ali. I think she's still married at one point. It was with Curtis Conway, a former wide receiver in the NFL. I think all the Bears fans might remember Curtis. Much love to Layla. Always great anytime I've had an interaction with her. Actually, my uncle did a theme song for her at Madison Square Garden. So, hey, a little bit of a throwback. Shout-outs to Layla Ali. You think about the legends of the game, it's crazy. Mike Tyson is Hickey, I can't believe it. Eight rounds, 2 minutes apiece. Between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, this fight is still going down next month, July 20th, Mercedes-Benz on Netflix. It's a money grab. Like, God bless Mike Tyson. He'll be able to, I guess, cash his checks. And we all know about his financial issues over years, incarceration, and just, I mean, whatever you got to do to make money. But from a boxing and a legacy perspective, this is below him. This is one of the greatest fighters of all time. And he's fighting an entertainer boxer who hasn't really, or he did fight a boxer and he lost. It just feels dirty. And over the weekend, Mike Tyson was on a plane, I believe, from Miami to Los Angeles. It had a delay, due to a medical emergency for Mike Tyson. And I think it had to do with an ulcer? I don't know. Hey, listen, my folks here in Atlanta on Fox 5, this is what they had to say about Mike.
Former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson had a brief medical scare earlier today during a cross-country flight from Miami to Los Angeles. According to TMZ, paramedics had to be called on board the United Airlines flight. The 57-year-old said he was in pain and felt dizzy and nauseous 30 minutes before the plane landed at LAX. A representative for Tyson says he experienced a flare-up from an ulcer but is now recovering. Tyson is in the middle of training for his July boxing match against YouTube star Jake Paul.
Come on. Like, Hickey, imagine being on a... Mike Tyson is going to be 58 years old by the time they have this fight. He wasn't feeling good because he had an ulcer? Like, I get it. He's almost 60, but damn. If I was on a plane with Mike Tyson and... There's just certain things you can't write it up. I couldn't imagine being somebody on that plane, Hickey, and just... You just roll your eyes and just enjoy the ride, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the one thing you definitely should not do is complain if there's an emergency, because the last time someone on an airplane tried to mess with Mike Tyson, Mike was beating their head in like it was one of those light bags, right? The one that kind of dangled with the small ones, those mini bags, speed bag. Thank you. Yeah, beat him like a speed bag. Yeah. And even with the ulcer, I'm sure he would still be able to do that.
Yeah, but I don't know. We know Mike Tyson. He doesn't have the deepest voice and. Could you imagine him sitting in first class complaining, oh, it hurts, and knowing that he could beat the living hell out of you, but and they're still going to have this fight. You know what's weird, Hickey? I'm going to watch it. Like, I'm one of them. I'm going to be millions of people who sit down and watch this. Are you going to watch this?
I'm not sure yet. If I have, so it's a Saturday night right in July?
I don't know.
If it's during the week... Okay,
no, it can't be during the week. It got to be on a Saturday.
I mean, I hope to myself I have better plans on a Saturday night than to sit around and watch Mike Tyson. I'll watch the highlights for sure.
Right.
But I really hope I have something better going on in my life than sitting and watching Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square up in
35 minutes. Okay, ain't going to be that long.
You think? You think it's going to? I mean, they're going to drag this out.
Oh, well, I mean, the whole presentation of it is going to be approximately 40 to 45 minutes. From the entrances and all of that stuff will be a surprise. This is all entertainment. It is going to go down. It's July 20th, so that's going to be a Saturday. No reason to think that it won't be the evening. It's going to be at Jerry's World in Dallas, AT&T. It's going to be on Netflix. The fight will actually take place, I don't know, at 10 p.m. at the earliest, I could imagine. This is a sham. Like, let somebody else do it. Why does it have to be Mike Tyson, who's one of the greatest boxers of all time? But look, it's his life. It's his legacy. If Mike Tyson wants to, you're going to go out there and just make the money, then who going to blame him, right? I think Mike Tyson, if you said, hey, Mike Tyson, we got three cockroaches for you to stomp on, and we're going to pay you, we're going to put little boxing gloves on them, and we'll pay you, you know, $35 million. I think Mike Tyson would say, yeah, bring more cockroaches. It's a legacy buster for me. And that's the part that's really, really disappointing. Don't want to see it. But hey, I'm here for the train wreck. Marco Belletti, you gonna sit down on July 20th and watch Mike Tyson and his ulcers fight Jake Paul?
Negative.
Damn. I'm alone on this one, huh?
Look, I know train wrecks are fun to watch, if you will. You stop and you look. I can't. I'll watch the highlights. I'll see what happens. I'll know what's going on. I can't carve out whatever that is out of my life for this. I have a heart. It almost feels dirty because what it is.
And I
get the money and I understand it from both aspects. But my feeling is Tyson is not exactly training at his best. He's an old man. As much as we know what Mike was.
Almost 60.
Unfortunately, he might get hurt. Like, everybody keeps thinking that Jake Paul's going to get hurt. I'm afraid Tyson might get hurt. Man's old. Yeah. And he's not fighting somebody that doesn't know how to fight. He's not fighting a great boxer by any stretch. But the man does know how to throw hands. And Tyson is not a guy that's ever ducked away from a punch. He'll move through the punch. And he's pushing 60. Mike might get hurt. I don't want to see that.
I don't. It's a sham. It's all for money. Like, I wish we had a time machine. I wish we could take Mike Tyson back from, I don't know, about 35 years ago. And I wish we could dump that version in the ring with him and he'd maim him. That he wouldn't want to be in the ring with him.
There's no question. But again, but look back, even at the end of Tyson's career, when he wasn't Mike. Yeah, even before that, like when Mike wasn't Mike and he was fighting Lennox Lewis and when he was fighting Goliath, like all those fights, he didn't want to be there. He just
post prison.
He just took the beating and he took the money at the end of it. And we understood why. We all felt like, hey, man, if it's one punch, though, but like the one thing about Tyson that people didn't give him credit for, hell of a chin and never backed away from a punch, which is why he took beatings at the end of his career because he was just there for the check. That was 30 years ago, almost.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to take the money. I'll tell you that much. 855-212-4227. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. Go ahead, Alan.
It's absolutely nice, nothing else. Mike Tyson is a gate attraction. I can say that much. He was Don King's Don King's cash cow. Don King was a smart one. Mike Tyson was a stupid one, and he stole from Tyson. And you can tell... You can tell me how much power Mike Tyson has. Maybe he has more power than the $6 million man and the Incredible Hulk combined. It does no good if it makes no contact. You should see his last two fights against Danny Williams in 2004 and 2005. He was telegraphing his punches by Western Union. You and I could have stood there and we just would have backed away and let him hit air. You know, he was totally washed up then. But he is a gate attraction, so that's the only reason he's having it. You know, people like to talk about him,
to make money. I mean, that's the name of the game. Look, and this is not just applicable to boxing. We can say this for a lot of sports and team sports as well. You know, we can sit down as spectators and we have an interest in who wins or loses, or we want to argue about it. In a lot of cases, the athlete, they don't care if they win or lose. The first priority is to go out there and get paid. And that's no different here with Mike Tyson. I think it's ridiculous for him to even risk making himself a caricature of himself, which he is. But he's going to take that check. And I guess that's that all. Only thing that matters to him and his family. Crazy stuff. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And by the way, hopefully no more ulcers or other problems between now and July 20th. Hickey, is he going to have like a case of gas next?
Well, if so, I hope it doesn't put him out. Sheesh. That would not be very good.
Gas for Mike Tyson? Oh, what a way to go. Hey, we got to cancel a fight. Mike Tyson has gas. He has gout. I don't know. I'm not wishing these things on him. I just wish that he wasn't even involved in this fight, period. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get ready to wrap things up on the other side of the break. We're going to put a bow on the Indiana Pacers because they're cooked, thank God. And then I'm going to tell you about some positive things that took place this day in sports history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, shout outs to everybody who just tunes in, listens, gets away for a little bit. You know, me standing here and chatting with you helps me out too. Just stand here and talk about sports, it ain't the worst thing in the world. So thank you so much to you all for listening without a shadow of a doubt. Okay, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Okay, before we roll out of here, of course, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. But I want to give a personal sayonara, a personal goodbye, see you later, so long to the Indiana Pacers. Because they did a lot of whining and complaining. And then at the end of the day, talking trash against the New York Knicks, only to get swept by the Boston Celtics. I mean, they started off against the Knicks by having Rick Carlisle complain about the officiating against a team that was pretty much shorthanded. And then at the end of the series, you got somebody like Tyrese Halliburton, who wasn't even healthy enough to finish his series against the Celtics. I mean, he's over here wearing choking T-shirts with Reggie Miller after his team beats the Knicks, which basically everybody was hurt. And so it just came off as cheap and petty. And it's just like, have some class and dignity when you win and then when you lose. I'm here for all good natured trash talk, but not none of this baby nonsense. Like, why are you gloating over beating a team that was downtrodden, that almost pushed you to the limits? And, oh, it's all good fun natured. So when you suck, you know, be prepared to get it on the receiving end. And, you know, they are a team that's going to get better. They need some additional pieces. They need to play some defense. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. And Tyrese Halliburton needs to learn how to be more of a killer, flat and period. Maybe he will be more of one, you know, not having hamstring issues. He did say this. He needs to get better this offseason. Listen to what Halliburton said.
This is the best season of my life. You know, no question. Up until this point, though. You know, I plan to have a lot more success in this uniform and this organization to have a lot more success. So, you know, for me, I think it's an unbelievable year. And I think everybody, this is a year that a lot of people are going to remember for a long time. But I don't want this to be, like I said, I don't want this to be just a feel-good story. We don't want this to be like a one-year thing. We got a standard that we want this to be the standard, and we got to prove that we can do that and uphold that.
Oh, okay, whatever. Hickey, is he going to play in the Olympics or he going to back out? He got a month, right? A month and a half, just about?
He's got time, absolutely. I mean, but we see with hamstrings, like, now, it's not going to be that quick of a turnaround. He does have some time to heal, but hamstrings are so tough to come back from. They take a long time to heal, and they're so easy to re-injure.
Stay home. He needs to stay home, and Embiid needs to stay home. They got Kawhi Leonard on the team. The three of them just stay home. Yeah, it should be simple. I don't know if that'll be the case. I think Halliburton will still go out there to Paris or for Team USA. Rick Carlisle, the head coach, the chief complainer, he said, listen, man, next year, we ain't sneaking up on anybody.
There were a lot of things accomplished this year. And certainly expectations will be raised for next year, which is good. Which is good. So there are challenges to meet over the summer for our guys to all get better. All of us involved need to get better. And you know, there's some exciting things.
Yeah, well, the East is going to be better, too. The Knicks have some big expectations. We have to see what happens in free agency. We have the Sixers who have a lot of cap space. The Celtics aren't going anywhere. I'm sure Miami will work to retool some type of way. We don't know the status of Jimmy Butler. And so, yeah, things are competitive, real competitive in the West. I think things will still be tough in the East. You know, are the Bucks, what are they going to look like in year two with both Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo? So there's a lot to be done in the East. And, they're going to be in the mix if they're healthy, getting up and down the court, scoring all those points. How are they going to get over the edge in the postseason is to be seen. And Pascal Siakam, he's expecting a big contract, a big deal. Is he your just hardcore number two option, or is that going to grow into being Nembhard, who, in the absence of Tyrese Halliburton, he didn't see a shot that he didn't want to take? So there's a lot to be seen with the future of the Pacers, but for now, it's not the future. They're cooked. Their season is over. Speaking of the now, the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Dallas Mavericks, they are all tied at halftime, 49 all, down in Dallas, Texas. Anthony Edwards has 17 points. Karl Anthony Towns has 5. Oh, what a way to go out if he sucks like that. Luka Doncic, 17. Kyrie Irving, only 6 points in the first half. We know Kyrie Irving, he can be a tale of two halves, so let's see what happens there. And speaking of the future, yeah, that's for another day. It's time to take a look at the past. Let's go.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. If you're not aware, today is May 28th. It is the year 2024. But on this day, May 28th, back in 1957, the Dodgers and Giants, they got the ALK to move from New York City, to move from Brooklyn, to move from Harlem, and to go to Los Angeles and San Francisco. The owners said our stadiums suck. They're not good. And so they went out west. Kept the rivalry going on the West Coast. Take a listen to this.
At a meeting of our board today, they voted permission for us to transfer the New York Giants franchise to San Francisco.
Does that mean you will definitely do it?
That's right.
On the subway circuit, there were sad times. Farewell to the polo grounds, the Giants heading for the hills and vales of San Francisco. Controversy as usual. Battles raging in the New York press. But the Giants are on their way, beckoned by the promise of the West. At Ebbets Field, the same, perhaps more controversy here than anywhere else. The Cathedral of the Underdog vacated in a year when more than 1 million customers had paid to see their beloved Dodgers.
Yeah, the Dodgers, man, they officially went. Both teams, the Dodgers and the Giants, officially moved in 1958. But they got the AOK this date back in 1957. The Dodgers, they saw six titles, have seen six titles since moving. The Giants, they've seen three. And they happened about 14 years ago. 2010, 2012, and 2014. And speaking of the Giants, on this day, May 28th, back in 2006, damn, time flies. Barry Bonds hit home run number 715 to pass Babe Ruth. Crazy stuff. Listen to this courtesy of Fox Sports Bay Area.
The pitch. Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep to center. Passes Babe Ruth. He is second on the all-time home run list.
Yeah, we know ultimately what he did. He hit 762. Yeah, Barry Bonds is the all-time leader, and Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame. And we know why. People say he was a cheat. Barry Bonds would tell you, yeah, I was a jerk, but I didn't do anything that was illegal. At the time, at least. Yeah, I don't expect to see Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame. So there you have it, this day in sports history. A couple of things that took place on May 28th. Yeah, Barry Bonds hitting 715 back in 2006. He was 41 years old when he did it. He retired the next year. By the way, the Dodgers lost that game, or excuse me, the Giants lost that game 6-3. And there you have it. Hickey, a lot of history there for the Giants in this day, huh?
Yeah, wow. Well, I go figure. May 28th is a big day in the franchise.
It is. It is. Kind of crazy to think about the former stadiums in New York, the Polo Grounds and Ebbets Field. They're housing right now. They're nothing. There's nothing there. I mean, you can go and, you know, see a plaque and a sign, and you can look at the Polo Grounds houses. It's a housing project. You know, Ebbets Field is housing as well. There's apartments out there. That's it. There's no other semblance. And we know the New York Mets were pretty much born as a result of both the Dodgers and the Giants going out west, which is why the Mets are both blue and orange, but some wild stuff there. Anyway, listen, folks, we're done. We're cooked. It's a wrap. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Of course, it's Wednesday. I know Wednesday snuck up on you fast. It's good, right? Because of the holiday. But we're going to bring you a new top six list. We're going to talk about the Negro League records being integrated into Major League Baseball. And so we got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. And then we're going to see whether or not these Dallas Mavericks get these Timberwolves the hell up on out of here. They're trying to sweep them. They're tied 49 all. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you've missed a minute, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm gone. I'm done. JR is finished. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey, and thank you to you, the listeners. Be safe, be well, be cool, and be smooth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Instacart shopper thoughts.
How do they know exactly when this milk will expire? Does a milk sommelier take a sip and just like, no? Am I knocking on this melon to check its freshness or because I want to play the bongos? A little of both. Does bagging groceries teach you patience? Yes. Planning? Yep. How to build a cereal box fortress? You have no idea.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you.